Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Eloquent silence. We've just looked at two back-to-back bold statements of Jesus. To the Sanhedrin, he said, "I am the I am." And to Pontius Pilate, he said, "I am a king." Christ's third bold claim essentially amounts to, "And I don't have to prove either of these to you. I don't have to argue with you about it." After he was arrested, there was a back and forth shuttling of Jesus from the Sanhedrin to Pilate, then from Pilate to King Herod, and then back to Pilate again. Pilate told the Sanhedrin, "I find no basis for a charge against him." But the Sanhedrin countered, "But he is stirring up trouble all the way from Galilee to here in Jerusalem." See Luke chapter 22, verse 67 through chapter 23, verse 11. Pilate was looking for an out, a way he could safely discharge or punish Jesus that would keep both the Sanhedrin and his Roman superiors happy. So when Pilate heard that Jesus was from Galilee, he was more than happy to pass this hot potato to King Herod. When Jesus was hauled before Herod, we read that he was greatly pleased to see Jesus. Why was that? To answer that question, we need to understand who Herod was. His name is Herod Antipas, and he was the son of Herod the Great. Herod the Great was king when Jesus was born, and he was the one who attempted to kill Jesus. Herod Antipas was infamous for having seduced his sister-in-law Herodias, whom he married after divorcing his wife. Shortly after this, Herod arrested John the Baptist for calling out this marriage as sinful. Herodias especially was embarrassed by this and wanted John killed, but Herod feared the backlash from the people if he did this. Eventually, Herodias got her way, and Herod was forced to have John beheaded. See Matthew chapter 14, verse 5, and Mark chapter 6, verses 17 to 28. When news about Jesus began to reach his ears, Herod thought that Jesus was John reincarnated, and he wanted to see him. Luke chapter 9, verse 9. So now when Jesus is brought before him, Herod is looking for a magic trick. Jesus remains silent. Then the religious leaders resume their accusations against Jesus, and still he remains silent. Then Herod and his soldiers begin mocking and ridiculing Jesus, and amazingly, he still doesn't say a word. Jesus knew the scriptures that make it clear that there is nothing to be gained by bantering with fools. For instance, Solomon wrote, "Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you yourself will be just like him. Don't waste your breath on fools, for they will despise the wisest advice." Proverbs chapter 26, verse 4, and chapter 23, verse 9. So, here is the next bold claim from Jesus. Eloquent silence. Even in the face of accusation, ridicule, and mocking, Jesus refused to engage in meaningless arguing with Herod or the Sanhedrin's false witnesses. His silence was so eloquent that it got the attention of Governor Pilate. Then Pilate asked Jesus, "Don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you?" But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor. Matthew chapter 27, verses 13 and 14. Let's learn from Jesus. Sometimes the best thing to say is no thing. Peter pointed Christians to this example of Jesus when he wrote, "To this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly." 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 to 23. Jesus called us to let our good deeds shine brightly to bring glory to God. Fools will ridicule and mock and accuse us just as the religious crowd did to Jesus. Let's not let our bantering with fools put out the light of our testimony. When I was a little kid in Sunday school, we used to sing a song called "This Little Light of Mine." We would hold up our pointer finger like a candle as we sang. But holding up our pointer finger across our lips is also a way to let our light shine too. Your silence in the face of foolish ridicule will speak so eloquently. Let's learn this lesson from Jesus. Instead of bantering with fools, entrust yourself to the perfect judge who is perfectly keeping track of every word. He is the one who can add eloquence to your silence as you shine brightly for him. If you've missed any of the other messages in our series of bold claims, I've shared a link to all of those in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.